And now, the joys of the family dinner. You know, the heavily negotiated art of getting kids to come to the table.
If it's something we like, we're like, yay, and we rush to the bathroom and wash our hands as fast as we could. And if it's something like that we don't like, it's like, oh, okay, and we just climb up the stairs really slowly. And then finally we sit down eating the food.
My brother's really picky, so usually my mom and dad don't get to eat that much because they're going, eat it, eat it.
Thoughts from our friends at Central School in South Berwick, Maine, where they're trying to figure out how to get kids to give up, say, chicken nuggets and fries for something like grilled chicken breast and leafy green kale. Tough sell, but we think the school has drafted the best persuader, our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Here now's Kevin Sullivan, went to Central School and got there just in time for lunch.
My name is Alicia, and I have applesauce and a sandwich and yogurt.
My name is Colin. I had pasta with Alfredo sauce, a milk, broccoli, and two oranges.
My name is Emma. I brought salad dressing and croutons.
And some chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Pretty good, pretty good. But then there were these guys.
My name is Michaela, and I had goldfish for lunch.
Just goldfish. What else do I see right there?
And a Pop-Tart.
My name is Ella, and I had a Rice Krispie treat for lunch.
A Rice Krispie treat? So what do you think about eating kale?
I don't like kale.
Sorry, Ella, but that's what's on the menu today. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is in the house, and she plans to recruit these kids into the kitchen.
In a few minutes, we're going to go downstairs to the cafeteria. Two groups are going to make smoothies, and two groups are going to make kale chips. They're like potato chips, but they're made with kale. And I hate it. When I was a kid, I hated it when everyone said, oh, it's good for you. But you know what? It is good for you.
Do we get to eat and drink the smoothies?
It would be very sad if we made this fabulous homemade food, and then I said, oh, thanks, guys. See you later. I'm eating it all. Yes, of course you get to eat it.
Kathy's from South Berwick and got the idea to work with the school there after getting involved in First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign.
In June of 2010, I went to the White House, and Michelle Obama said, everyone will say no to you. And I went to Vicki Stewart, the principal, and she said, yes, 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 let's do this. I'll do anything to make it happen. And within 6 months, we built a hoop house, which is a very primitive type of greenhouse behind the school. Every child planted a seed. We planted spinach, turnips, kale, popcorn, tomatoes, onions, leeks. I tried to plant things that they necessarily hadn't tasted before. Most kids, when I said turnips, said, ugh. When I said kale, they're like, what's that? And that was the whole point, was to turn them on to new things.
So what do the kids generally eat?
The favorite thing would be the chicken nuggets and the pizza.
That's Central School's cafeteria manager, Kim Clementi.
That's what they would really want. But we have made a lot of healthy changes, like we went from breaded chicken patties to chicken filet that's not breaded, and they're not too happy about that. So, you know, a lot of whole grains, they love fresh fruit, any type of fresh fruit that we have. But yeah, they definitely love pizza.
So it sounds like Kathy has her work cut out for her.
Here's some kale. Oh, this kale is so beautiful. It's so fresh. And this was grown right in Maine.
The recipe for kale chips is a bunch of dinosaur kale, olive oil, and some salt to taste.
So how's it going cutting this up?
Well, actually kind of good.
It's really important that kids understand that the kitchen is a friendly place, that it's not just a place where you open a freezer and take out a plastic dinner and pop it into a microwave. Kids, the sensory experience of touching food and chopping it and watching how it changes when you cook it, whether you're sauteing it or blending fruits. And, you know, they love to see how the color changes and the texture changes. And that's a very sensory experience, and kids love that.
Well, you don't want to use the stem, so you cut that off. Then you put the kale leaves in a tray, and I think you spread it with olive oil and put salt on it. That's what I've heard.
All right, kale chips are in, 350, 8 minutes.
The kids seem excited about the kale chips. And Kim Clementi, the cafeteria manager, said one hit with the students is fresh veggies. She'd love to have a year-round salad bar, but healthier food can cost more than pre-packaged frozen meals. Principal Vicki Stewart says that's a struggle every school faces, but she's found community support.
Partner with farms that are trying to get a good start, let parents know. I mean, they would support this. I mean, we can find money in the budget to boost what we spend on food, too. There's a way to do it, but it always comes from bottom up. So parents and kids saying, we really do want a salad bar. Yes, we really will eat it. And that's sometimes what people will say. We would do it if you'd eat it. Now we know they'll eat it.
Well, we know the kids love fresh fruit. So how are those smoothies coming along?
We took some strawberries and cut them in half. And we took some yogurt and orange juice and a couple of apple slices.
Okay, let's add some orange juice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Now what? What do I put?
Here, you press, try here, blend.
Let's try, oh, there.
It's like a tornado.
It's like a tornado.
Whirlpool.
Yeah, okay, Allison, I'm
stuck.
Hey, Allison,
stop.
It smells and looks good. That tastes good, though. I like that.
It tastes really good.
Meanwhile, those kale chips are ready for a taste test.
So I'm going to put them out on plates and we can all share them and taste them. And everybody who's tasting kale for the first time, I want to hear what you think, okay?
I think it's great.
It's salty and crunchy.
It kind of tastes like potato chips.
Kale is crunchy and salty and peppery at the same time, and it's not like potato chips. Potato chips have a lot more salt, and they're not that good for you. But kale is really good for you because it's a vegetable.
Would you eat these instead of Doritos or Fritos?
Well, these are good, but I think I would prefer Doritos or something like that, but I'll eat them.
Would you eat those instead of Pringles?
No. No. No.
They've had kale chips once, and they've had Pringles for 5 or 6 years, and they see Pringles on TV. I mean, so much of where kids form their opinions about what they think is going to taste good happens on television commercials and what they see on their television. And so our job is to say, okay, this is called kale, or this is a parsnip, or this is a carrot, and if you roast it, it's sweet and tastes like candy. And these kids are young enough to turn on to this and hopefully take it with them for the rest of their lives.
This was my first time trying kale, and I really liked it.
So what are you going to do when you go home today?
I'm going to ask my parents if we can go buy some kale and try some new experiences.
Do you want more kale chips?
Yes!
Eat them! Eat them! Enjoy them! You might well be in third grade.